And good Tuesday morning, everybody. We are back. It's that time of the day. It is business of the week time. Christ Furniture. I feel weird saying Christ Furniture without saying Jim Christ. We have got Tyler with us. Tyler Khalid is here. Tyler, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, Bill. How are you today?
I am fantastic, sir. If I get any better, they'll come and lock me up. Tyler is the assistant manager out at Christ Furniture. Tyler, what's that address?
We are located here at 205 West Broadway, downtown Eagle Grove, next to the time and temperature sign by the bank.
If you get lost, look for that time and temp sign. That's all you got to do. Now, you guys have, by the way, it's ChristFurnitureAndMattress.com. I encourage you to visit it often. You guys have a pretty historical building there.
That's right, yeah. I mean, really this whole block here.
Wow. I'm ashamed to admit, and Jim's going to wrap my knuckles with a ruler one day, but I have yet to be over there. I have not made it to Eagle Grove yet.
Wow, really?
Yep. Now, he has invited me, and he's told me about the 10 ceilings that are still in the building.
Yes, and they're in very great shape, which is hard to see nowadays.
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah. Well, you know, most people have just ripped them down because they're not fashionable anymore, you know. Now, Jim tells me, and I want you to verify this this mythology over there. Jim tells me there's a face on one of the tiles. Is that true?
Yes. I haven't figured out which one, but he's always told that story to everyone.
I was challenged to come and find the face, and I'm one day.
There you go.
Have you heard anyone that has found this thing?
A couple of the people that work here, but that's about it.
Ah, see, I'm going to have to come over and just spend the day one day, Tyler.
There you go.
Now, we were talking off air about some new pieces you've had come in, so I'm just going to wind you up and let you tell us what's been coming off the trucks.
Absolutely. So, I mean, one of our latest shipments we just got in is a collection of wall clocks from Howard Miller, and these come in a lot of different colors, and one of my favorite ones we just got almost looks like an old-time farm windmill. And it's got a really pretty face on it, and it's just, I mean, such a nice piece to kind of touch up your home with there. Besides that, we just got a whole lot of flex steel lift chairs. And the personal one that I like a lot has a beautiful nail head trim to it, and it's got all these great power options like an adjustable headrest tilt. So when you're laying down all the way, you're not stuck looking at the ceiling, you can kind of adjust your head, look at the TV. Got an optional lumbar support in there, and then USB ports all around. That's what everyone is loving nowadays.
Wow. Yeah, Jim was telling me how they're starting to include the charging stations and everything on a lot of this furniture.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. That clock sounds beautiful, Tyler.
It is. It's a really nice piece.
Yeah,
I think we got, you know, five or six different ones, and they're all just really pretty different styles.
I'm a clock guy. Do they still... A little off subject, but same product. Do they still make grandfather clocks, Tyler?
Yes, I believe they do still make them. However, you know, it's not one that we usually carry.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen one in a store in ages. That's why I was curious.
Yeah, and they've really made a lot of them between, you know, kind of more of your classic grandfather style, and they've made them all the way up into more of a contemporary modern design, too.
Yeah, I've always liked a nice, I guess with me, I like the older ones, like in the antique stores.
Sure.
But your windmill clock there, that sounds really nice. I like that.
It's a pretty design, especially for a lot of our local kind of farmers around
here. Oh, yeah.
Recognize that design.
And, you know, that's a good, like, anniversary gift or housewarming gift, something like that.
Absolutely.
A good clock will last you, I mean, decades.
Oh, absolutely. This company here, they're great to work with, and we've had no problems with them at all. Great longevity out of the product.
Now, you mentioned, Jim and I spent a lot of time talking about this, and you mentioned it off air, but you got some new lamps in as well?
That's right, yeah. And from this company, one of the newer things that they're really pushing out now is they've got these curved LED designs. They can really make them in a lot of different shapes, you know, anything from floor lamps to table lamps, and some of them even got USB ports in them as well for your table side lamps.
Wow, they're putting chargers in everything.
That's right.
That's The first time I ever saw that was traveling years ago in the hotels. Everything has a charger on it.
You're absolutely
Just everywhere you look is a charger, which I, you know, if you're traveling for business or with kids or even in your home, if you have kids, they come in handy.
That's right. Everyone's got a phone, tablet, computer nowadays.
That's right. That's right. And if you have these things, then your kid can never say, but I'm sorry I didn't call. My phone wasn't charged. So what else new has come off the trucks over there, Tyler?
Well, lately we got in a whole bunch of new leather products, specifically, you know, from Lazy Boy. We get a lot of different recliners to choose from, and they come in a wide variety of colors. I know a lot of our popular ones come in a different, couple different colors of brown, and if you're looking for something maybe a little more cool and contemporary, we got a little gray selection there, too. And besides that, you know, we get a lot of different leather pieces, and, you know, we get some reclining sofas to look at, too, and that, of course, can just come in a wide variety of colors.
Oh, yeah, and fabrics, just, oh, good gracious. I mean, things you'd never even imagine.
Yeah.
It's just, I got my first, when I first came here, actually, my first reclining sofa that I had ever bought. Because, I mean, I just never really needed one, you know. But,
sure.
Man, they make those things so comfortable these days.
Yeah.
I mean, you could you can practically live on a reclining sofa, Tyler.
Oh, it's unreal. And I mean, we got some of these new, and they're a real hot item right now. They're a Lazy Boy recliner, but they've just really been loaded to the nine. I mean, they have wireless handheld remote, and they got a lot of different options from power reclining, and then you can get your adjustable lumbar, the headrest tilt in there. And then this is something that's new. It's got seat memory. So for people that kind of like to share chairs and they got their favorite spots, you can kind of program that and keep that just for yourself.
I'll be darned. So like a car seat almost.
That's right. Absolutely.
See, that's a brand new one on me. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's really new to the furniture industry here. And it's like I said, it's a really hot item and it sells fast.
Boy, these chairs, especially Lazy Boy, these chairs do everything.
Yeah,
just
right.
I'm waiting for one with a single cup coffee maker to pop out the side or something. little toaster comes up, you know.
There you go.
Hey, give it time.
Absolutely.
Jim will probably whip one up in the back room.
There you go. We'll have a prototype.
That's right. Leave it to Jim. Now, you know, one thing I've noticed, I was telling Jim, I've got a, it's not a lift chair, but it's a power recliner, which, I had never had. I just got a really good deal on it. But, man, those things, and it's a Lazy Boy, but those things are smooth and comfortable, and I have had no problems with mine whatsoever.
No, they're very good, and the motors they use are very similar to the motors that they've been using under your car seats for many, many years. So they're really tested. So there's not a whole lot of fault there to go wrong.
Well, you know, that was a concern of mine when I was looking at it, but I'm a bigger guy, 250-ish, I guess, and, you know, my concern was I wonder how this motor is going to handle me. But Tyler, it hasn't missed a beat. I mean, it's like I'm not even in the chair. It just moved so seamlessly.
Absolutely. And they've really gone and perfected these over the years. It seems like every year they keep getting better and better and better.
Mm-hmm. And what I like about it, you can recline, you know, unlike a standard recliner, I can recline to the point that I want to be at, not where the chair wants me to be at. And sometimes I might want my feet up and not want my back back.
There you go.
Which
customization.
That's right. That's right. See, look, I should come to work over there.
Hey, there you go.
I'd like to say I'll do it in my spare time, but I don't seem to have much of that, Tyler.
Here you there.
Yeah, I bet you do, yeah. Hey, out of curiosity, for Christmas, how many deliveries do you think you did the week of Christmas?
Oh, man, you know, that's hard to say.
I bet it was busy. I bet it was hectic.
It's a busy time for us.
Yeah.
It's really great to kind of help out during the holidays and get to make people kind of have that extra smile there, getting their new furniture in right before the family comes over and they can enjoy it.
You know, two things that I learned from Jim about your delivery that I really stress to everybody. First, you have free delivery.
That's right.
Which you don't see very often. And
it's also free delivery in your home.
That's yes.
A lot of companies advertise free delivery, but then, you know, they just take their truck and drop it off at your doorstep and you're stuck with it.
I've seen this, actually.
Yeah.
I have actually, a different city, so I'm not talking about anybody in this area, but I've actually gotten home and seen someone's new, still wrapped in plastic couch just on the sidewalk. And I'm thinking, you know, that's customer service. Here's your couch. Bye. You know what I mean? The other thing I really like about your delivery, and Jim told me this, and I know from being a furniture shopper for years, I know this doesn't happen very often, but you guys actually take the old piece out of the house.
That's right. We'd be happy to come in and take the old out for you and put the new right back in its spot.
You don't hear that very often at all.
No.
Not at all. Folks, I mean, as I've said every time I've talked to Jim Crist on the phone, but I mean, there is literally no reason to not shop at Crist Furniture. The other thing, Tyler, it's like I'm trying to sell Tyler on buying a couch here. The other thing I love about you guys is you don't have to wait 3 or 4 weeks for delivery.
That's right.
Jim was telling me if you need it now and the customer says, hey, you know, I kind of need that by tomorrow morning, most of the time, within reason, it works out.
Absolutely. You know, and that's one thing that I love about being more of a smaller business. You know, the owners are here all of the time, and, you know, we're on hand, so if someone's got a really specific date they need something or a really specific time, we'll work with you on that.
Sure, sure. Jim told me a couple stories where you guys actually beat the customer home.
Yes. Well, we got to compete with Amazon now.
That's right, that's right. I love it. What he said, he had actually been sitting there when the customer got home. I thought that was hilarious. Well, Tyler, that is our Tuesday time. Let's get out of here so you can go sell something.
There we go. I appreciate that. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Khalid. What's that address out there one more time?
Once again, we're located at 205 West Broadway. That's in downtown Eagle Grove, next to the time and temperature sign.
Fantastic. Tiger Khalid. Tiger Khalid. Tyler, you got a new nickname now.
Here we go. Work for me.
Tyler Khalid from Crist Furniture out in Eagle Grove. He'll be back with us tomorrow morning. Tyler, you have a fantastic day.
You as well. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks. Now, and I'll be back right after this.